Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Monday, October 31st, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. It's a sunny 65-degree day here in State College, PA, the last day of October. The weather couldn't be nicer.
Halloween.
That's right. And today, we have a very special guest on. But before we bring him on, we want to set this up. On Wednesday, October 19th, something happened. Now, originally I was going to say Peter Schenck was dismissed. But we're not going to mince any words today on Wing TV. Peter Schenck was fired from RBN by its owner, John Stadtmiller. The reason given was that he had Bill White, who was with the National Socialist Movement, on his show to talk about the Toledo riots. Mm-hmm. Lisa listened to the show. She said it was fantastic.
I found the show to be very pleasant, very intelligent. Mr. White was articulate. He listened to the viewpoints of your callers and addressed them in an eloquent way and with intelligence, and I found nothing out of the way.
Right. Regrettably, after the show was broadcast, Peter Schenck, as we said, was fired. Thankfully, he has a new show now, so we'd like to welcome Mr. Peter Schenck to Wing TV. How you doing, Peter?
Hi, Peter.
I'm doing great. Thank you for having me on the show, Victor and Lisa.
Oh, it's our pleasure. Now, before we jump into things, let everyone know how they can hear not only your new radio show, but how they can get to your website.
Okay, I'm on the air tonight. It's my debut show on the Turner Radio Network, and you can get that at turnerradionetwork.com.
Okay.
If you go to that website, you can listen to the show live, and you can call in and participate just like my old show.
Very good.
Great.
And my website is shankradio.com. That's S-H-A-N-K radio, shankradio.com.
All right, very good. We'll give all that out at the end of the show also. Now, let's jump right into things, Peter. The crux of this issue is that John Stadtmiller fired you. And we find this odd because at their radio station, RBN, they say that this is uncensored radio, and their motto is, because you can handle the truth. But in an October 21st interview, you said, I think referring to John Stadtmiller, with patriots like these, who needs a dictator? So in your opinion, what was the motive behind your firing?
Well, first of all, that statement wasn't directed at John Stadtmiller.
Okay.
That statement was directed at all the patriots that have been giving me a problem in regards to my show. I have had a problem with my show from the patriot community since day one.
Mm-hmm.
We know.
The first episode was when I had Alex Linder. Alex Linder and a group of individuals started a political group called the White Freedom Party. Now, I had them on the show to discuss this, not because I'm a white supremacist, not because I have some kind of allegiance to these individuals. I merely was on a fact-finding mission.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to get all the different opinions. You don't hear from white political groups.
No,
that's
don't.
True.
Ever.
Right.
And that's my point. I even approached Nation of Islam to get them on the show.
So what do you think the motive was behind Stadtmiller firing you?
Well, the motive, in my opinion, is, it started with that show with Alex Linder. I was taken off the radio all over Texas after that show. Radio Free Austin got the ball rolling.
Yeah, we're going to talk about them later.
Yeah, they got the ball rolling with censorship. John wanted to get back on the air in Texas. So the next move with John was to shorten my show to 1 hour.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And then after that I had the National Socialist Bill White on my show. At that point, Stadtmiller pulled my show completely to bring on another fellow who is basically doing an infomercial.
Yeah, we're going to get to him in a minute. It's my understanding that the purpose of the alternative media is to address and report on issues and information that's being suppressed by the mainstream media and thereby make people more informed. Now, considering the rampant censorship that we're seeing going on at these various networks, how do they differ than the mainstream media?
Mm-hmm.
They absolutely do not differ. at all. What's happening in the Patriot community, and I've been told this by the leaders of Radio Free Austin, I've been told this by individuals in the Patriot community, they want these radio stations to be propaganda tools.
Oh,
they have a message, and they don't want you to deviate from this message. This is not about freedom of speech. Yeah. This is not about uncensored radio. That's a lie. It's a sham. It's about propaganda.
That's right. Now, you said that censorship doesn't end only with RBN. It's also going on at GCN and Coast to Coast AM. And you said an exact quote is, censorship is now the policy at RBN, RFA, and GCN. And we've pointed out numerous times on this show the rampant censorship practices of Alex Jones. So, Peter, why aren't more people outraged by this out-of-control censorship in this so-called freedom movement?
Because the freedom movement, as we speak, is a very myopic movement. It is run by people that have an agenda. The agenda is their message. It's not about freedom of speech. It's not about exchanging ideas and discussing the topics. It's about their agenda, whether it's selling gold or whether it's saying that, you know, old white Nazis are behind the New World Order.
Right.
Whatever the agenda is, that's what they're going to ram down the listener's throat. If you don't agree with the talk show host, they'll hang up on you.
Right. No, that's right.
Yeah,
we've seen that many times.
Jack Blood, radio talk show host Jack Blood, has spoken out very negatively to you since your show was pulled. Have any RBN or GCN radio show hosts spoken out in your favor since this happened?
Not one.
Why do you think that is?
This is the funny part of it. Here you have these broadcasters that are supposed to be for the First Amendment, for freedom of speech,
right,
and you would think on principle alone they would stand up and say, this is wrong. RBN shouldn't be doing this.
Well, let me ask you this, Peter.
They claim to be uncensored radio, but yet they're pulling one of the broadcasters down.
Yeah.
But this is not the case. Not one of these patriots, not one of these broadcasters believes in freedom of speech. They believe in it as long as you agree with them.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So what does this say? What does this say about the tenuous nature of being a radio show host on either one of these networks?
Pardon me?
It's tenuous to be a radio show host then on either one of these networks if you don't toe the line.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right?
It's a joke. I mean, it was surprising to me. I thought I was going to be among friends. I thought I was going to be among like-minded people, people that wanted to discuss different ideas. It doesn't matter if we don't agree with each other.
Right.
It doesn't matter if we march in lockstep. The idea is to discuss our opinions. And if we have differing points of view, we can work them out by discussing them.
Right.
But to censor, to shut somebody up because you don't like what they're saying, is a completely against what the Founding Fathers were thinking about when they created the Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
Oh, you're absolutely right. Now, we've had many, many guests on this show that have spoken out about the dangers of Zionism. We've written about the Zionist dominance of the U.S. media. We've written about how the Zionists control right now U.S. foreign policy. But this subject, Zionism, is almost completely ignored at GCN and RBN. Why is that, Peter?
Well, thank God for individuals like Ted Pike.
Yeah,
right.
Ted Pike makes these, he forces different networks to talk about Zionism, even though it's in a limited way, but he'll force the issue on them because the new hate speech laws that they're trying to pass up in Washington are linked at the hip to Zionism.
Right.
And the New World Order. They have to implement hate speech laws in this country to further their goals for a new world order. And the Patriot movement, in their mistaken idea of this multicultural fantasy, they believe that we should include all people. And to discuss Zionism is going to be too divisive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So let me ask you this. People who listen to these Patriot radio show hosts are looking for not just information that's suppressed, but also answers and solutions. And if these hosts are not going to or can't address these controversial or so-called divisive issues like Zionism, then how are they ever going to provide any kind of answers or solutions?
Well, unfortunately, in my opinion, the Patriot Movement has become something out of an Elmer Gantry story.
Yeah.
It's like the old movie with Burt Lancaster, Elmer Gantry.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a medicine show. You have hucksters from all over the United States coming to Texas because Texas is the epicenter of the Patriot Movement. They're coming here to set up shop and to sell snake oil.
Yeah.
This is what the Patriot Movement has become.
Well, we couldn't agree with you more on that.
Right.
Now, as you said earlier, Peter, being banned from the airwaves isn't anything new to you. Earlier in the year, you were pulled from the micro broadcasters by RFA, which is the Radio Free Austin. Tell us about your troubles with RFA and also the direct involvement and how Alex Jones and a guy named Mike Hansen fit into this picture.
Well, Hansen started Radio Free Austin with some other individuals. They took umbrage with my show because I was covering illegal immigration.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they thought illegal immigration at the time was a divisive topic. Peter, don't talk about it. We want to get Hispanics to buy more Alex Jones videos. How can we do this and fight the New World Order if you talk about Hispanics and you have the Ku Klux Klan and white groups on your show?
Huh.
Now, their idea of fighting the New World Order is very simple. It's about selling Alex Jones videos.
You're right.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. That's their idea of fighting the New World Order. Nothing more, nothing less.
Yeah, as we always say, buy my video.
Yeah.
Buy my video, the mantra.
Because of my discussion of illegal immigration, they pulled my show off of Texas. I wasn't on one micro broadcasting station in Texas. Then about a few months later, one of the micro broadcasters broke away from Radio Free Austin,
mm-hmm.
and he started carrying my show again.
Good for him.
Mike Hansen was also involved in Frank Whalen's show getting pulled recently, too.
Absolutely. When that happened,
mm-hmm.
I was the only broadcaster that spoke up about it. I was enraged.
I know.
And I went on the air, and I said this was outrageous. This is uncalled for. We're broadcasters. We have the right to have anybody we want on the air as a guest.
That's right. Now, we've mentioned this a little bit, but the Patriot Movement, whenever anyone enters it, they think that this alternative media is all about truth and freedom. But as we've said now for almost 2 years here, is it's not about truth and freedom, but about containing people in a different box. And when this happens, really the alternative media becomes no different than CBS, CNN, or Fox News. So talk a little bit, Peter, about how the same techniques that are being used at the Zionist-controlled corporate media outlets are being used in the alternative media to contain people in a pen.
Well, it's very ironic that they would call this the truth movement,
yeah.
or truth radio, because it's the furthest thing from the truth. It is nothing, once again, it is nothing but propaganda. It is a bunch of people that have an agenda. They have an axe to grind, and that is the number one thing you don't get into when you are a broadcaster. You don't grind an axe. You don't go on there and push your agenda. You try to be somewhat impartial. Even if you're a talk show host that wants to give out your opinion, you still try to go on a fact-finding mission and try to show both sides of the story so people in the audience can make up their mind.
You know what the hard part is?
What you have, a group of people that are telling the audience what to think, how to think, and if you deviate from the path, you will be ostracized from the group.
You know,
this is no different than the major media in this country.
Yeah. We agree with your statement, but it's hard to get both sides of the story when one side is like a monolith, where they they refuse to answer for their actions.
No accountability.
Yeah, there's no accountability. So they'll come out and censor material. There'll be a huckster.
You're not even allowed to question them.
Yeah, so how does this fit in when it's almost like their word is that of God and you have idol worshippers just bowing down at their altar?
Well, what they're doing, not Patriot Movement, but all over the media, the so-called censored media and the mainstream censored and the alternative uncensored media, what they're doing is they're using labels to stifle any discussion that might deviate from the message. For instance, if you talk about illegal immigration, that's counter to what they want to discuss, they will call you a racist.
Right.
Yep.
Now, they don't care if you're telling the truth. They don't care if you're using facts. If you say these things and they're to Hispanics or Zionists or blacks, you're not allowed to say it because you're a racist. Even if it's true. Now, this is exactly like the hate speech laws
that
they're trying to enact in D.C., the ones that the same broadcasters are railing about day after day on the air.
And they fall into the same trap then.
Peter.
They're using the same set of rules to censor people that the hate speech laws will use. Hate speech laws are designed to stifle people. It doesn't matter if they're telling the truth. It's just all that matters if you insult someone or if you hurt someone's feelings and they belong to this protected group.
Yeah.
A growing number of people are wondering about the strange reemergence of Jeffrey Bennett of the Federal Observer at RBN because he spent many years now telling an inordinate number of people how much he despises John Stadtmiller, yet...
And how supposedly Stadtmiller ripped him off for a huge amount of money.
My question to you is, do you see anything having to do with Jeffrey Bennett's reemergence at RBN around the time that you got yanked?
Well, I've always been the redheaded stepchild at RBN. I've never been welcome there. I've been treated as a second-class citizen at RBN. It's because of my views and my style of broadcasting. I go in the air and read a bunch of facts out of a magazine, like many of the other talk show hosts.
Right.
I like to get opinions. My show a little bit more personal, not so cold and almost like a institutional.
Yeah.
But Jeffrey Bennett, I don't know much about the individual, but I do know that when he joined RBN, John had mentioned to me that they had buried the hatchet and that they were going to get together and sell gold and silver. And I have no problem with that, but John, I have to give the guy credit. He has a very large burden down there, a very large financial burden.
Right.
Yeah, he does.
He's trying to find new ways to keep the ship floating.
Right.
I think that's why Jeff has joined. I believe Jeff said, you know, get rid of Peter Schenck. I believe he was on board for this. Give me Schenck's hour, and I'll make a commercial out of it.
Jeez, incredible. Now, you've said, and this is on one of the message boards, that RBN and GCN are terrified of being exposed. And here's just a real quick quote, is they're terrified of being exposed for what they have become, money-making scams used to foment fear in the Patriot community in order to sell end-of-the-world products. Now, we couldn't agree more with that sentiment, and there's more and more of a backlash being seen every day against not only what happened to you, but other people at both these networks that are making their shows nothing but infomercials. So please elaborate one last time on what you see happening to these two networks and how detrimental it is to this Patriot community.
Well, I don't mind people that want to go out and make a living. I understand the necessity to keep the network going, and you need to bring money in to keep the network going. I have no problem with that.
I do
have a problem when that becomes the only reason why you exist.
Yes.
When every show becomes an infomercial for snake oil and gold and this and that and the other. That's my problem. And the problem with that is it's no longer about getting information out. It's no longer about the truth and being uncensored and giving the people an alternative. It's about selling snake oil. Simple as that.
And using fear to do it.
Of course. It's a very old technique. It's the same thing evangelists use with people throughout the ages. They go into a little town. They tell everybody it's the end of the world. Uh-huh. Buy my Bible from me and you'll be saved.
Right. Yeah. I would be remiss if I didn't ask you this question. I know that some people have been concerned about you going to Turner Radio Network. They have questions about how Turner's so-called agenda. Could you reassure your listeners that you're not going to be compromised?
Hal Turner was gracious enough to offer me a position on his network. And I accepted because Hal Turner has given me his word.
Good for him.
That he will not censor me. He will not tell me what guests to have on. He will not tell me what to say. Because he believes in certain things that people find offensive, it doesn't mean if I don't jump on board with that, that I'm going to get canned.
Good.
Hal Turner does his thing, and I do my thing.
Good for you. Well, Peter, real quickly before we go, tell everyone how they can tune in tonight's your premiere broadcast, how they can find Hal Turner's network and also your website again.
All right. Show airs 6 o'clock to 7. That's Central Daylight Time, 6 to 7. And it's on the Turner Radio Network. That's the TurnerRadioNetwork.com. If you go there, you can listen to it from the website. My website is shankradio.com, shankradio.com, shankradio.com. And this is truly one of the only true uncensored radio broadcasts in America.
Yeah. We know.
And Peter, we stand behind you 100%.
Yes,
also,
we do.
Anybody that wants to read more about this subject, go to the Wing TV homepage. We have an article there about what happened to Peter.
And let me add this, too. Peter has his archives up, so you can listen to this most controversial interview he had with Bill White yourself and see if you think he deserved to get yanked.
Exactly. Well, Peter, thank you so much for coming on our show today.
Very much.
We really appreciate it. And just keep up the great work.
Thank you, Lisa. Thank you, Victor.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
And we're going to be back tomorrow with Mr. Eric Huffschmidt. We're going to talk about a recent article that he wrote.
Uh-huh.
Until then, keep your eyes open because, as you heard today, there is a lot going on.
See you then.